Joe Biden, Parents Are Cruel, Prejudiced for Opposing Child Transgenderism. By Neil Munro on June 8, 2023. Americans who are protecting children from transgenderism and irreversible surgery are hysterical, prejudiced, cruel, and terroristic, President Joe Biden said in a scripted response to a question at a White House event. Biden promised from the White House podium that he would champion new rights for the often contradictory demographic of varied LGBT people, saying, "Our fight is far, far from over because we have some hysterical, and I would argue prejudiced people, who are engaged in all what you see what's going on around the country. It's an appeal to fear and it's an appeal that is totally, thoroughly unjustified. Ugly. It's wrong that extreme, GOP, officials are pushing hateful bills, targeting transgender children, terrifying families, and criminalizing doctors. These are our kids. These are our neighbors. It's cruel and it's callous." The emotional declaration of support reflects the Democrats' need to goad their young progressive voters into the voting booth in 2024, amid declining wages, rising rents, and expanding civic chaos. So Biden's pre-written statement offered progressives the uplifting 2024 role of saving victimized trans kids from hate. "There's no amount of name-calling that's going to silence a parent that is concerned about negative influences on their child's life," responded Asrin Omani, a writer and an activist in Fairfax County, Virginia. She continued, "Grandfather Joe Biden has forgotten what it means to be a father. Raising a four-year-old that he has forgotten that they don't even know how to tie their shoelaces. But now they are being confronted, in schools, with concepts like binary, transgender, queer theory, pansexualism and intersexuality. And I'm literally turning the pages on the school books that are being taught to our youngest, most vulnerable citizens of America. But you know, parents are not that far gone in their memory about raising their kids because they are currently raising their little babies, and those are the parents that are speaking up. Polls show that Americans are increasingly opposed to the transgender ideology, which says that government should help young people solve their personal and social problems by apparently changing their claimed sex. State GOP legislators have passed bills to protect Americans from the ideology, but many young people have fallen victim to the tempting, government-promoted, transgender sex change path. Many of the young people damaged by transgenderism would have developed a balanced personality in their early 20s. The ideology has also done huge damage to many unlucky, lonely, unattractive people who otherwise would have spent their energy improving their personal and domestic lives." The claim was made 3 days after a self-described transgender person appeared in court to face charges of murderously stabbing his father, Abby Horowitz. "Biden's support for transgenderism is a threat to the Democrats' multicultural political base," Nomani said. "Biden is playing with fire now with the intersectional network that elected him," she said. "The threat is felt most personally when parents recognize the evangelization for transgenderism in government-run K-12 schools. In the last week, for example, Armenian immigrants in California and Muslim migrants in Maryland protested outside schools, prompting shoving matches that Democrats quickly labeled as violence against transgender kids." Biden, however, was eager to double down on his divisive claims of hate, saying, "It's wrong that the violence and hate crimes targeting LGBTQ people is rising. LGBTQ Americans, especially children. You're loved, you're heard, and this administration has your back. We mean it, we are not relenting one single second to make sure that they are protected," he added. Biden did not mention the left-wing violence against the many ordinary Americans who oppose transgenderism.